You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
The sled we could do the same way, just tie it up in a rope-type harness. That one, obviously, would have to be very careful with, because the dog harnesses, I'm quite confident in their make to ferry the dogs across, because they have to carry the weight of the dog. Oh, yeah. But any harness we make for the sled, we'll want to do this in small installments, which obviously will cause more wear and tear on the rope.
But
I think it's smarter than sending the sled with all of our equipment across and then it falls off.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get started on these dogs then.
Mm-hmm.
And start shuffling over. I yell out a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. not like screaming, but loud enough that you guys can hear what the plan is. And then start helping Mangle get these dogs across.
All right. You create that very rudimentary pulley type system. You use Druidcraft mm-hmm. to aid at both ends. Does Druidcraft have a range to it?
That's a good question. Let me.
If it has a range to it, then you don't even need to climb across. You could just cast the spell.
Druidcraft has a range of 30 feet, mm-hmm. which is how.
Well, there you go. That's perfect. Cool. Yeah. All
and,
right.
Yeah. I can create a flower blossom, seed pod, leaf bud, bloom, sensory effects and whatever. So there's little tiny plant things, but I'll do what I can with like weeds and, you know, tie them off.
So we'll start with, you wanted to start with the dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'll give you advantage because you've done all of this prep work, you've mm-hmm. given yourself Druidcraft, but you're going to need to make an animal handling check for each dog with advantage.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it, Marvin, it's a, what
plus
is that?
Plus eight.
Plus eight. All right. So, two wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get a good boy card.
Oh, wonderful.
Two wolves, the pack leader is across.
Mm-hmm, good.
Now Rupert. Mm. Okay. Rupert's,
another good boy card from the look of it, yeah?
Rupert is big time scared.
Okay.
So you got a 13 total, which is not enough. Rupert starts freaking out. It's not very high up. Rupert doesn't understand how far he has to fall, but he doesn't like being in this position. He starts struggling and panicking.
Is part of good boy rules that we can trade one in for
you
success?
What were you saying?
I can maybe trade one in for a success.
No, unfortunately. It only grants the bonus written on the card. So...
Can I help?
Yes, how?
With an animal handling check, mm-hmm. But also can I use that bardic inspiration that I have yet to use?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You do not get advantage on this check.
Oh, well, fair enough.
But I'll get, you get the bardic inspiration. You needed the bardic inspiration.
Rupert.
All right, with the bardic inspiration, you managed to calm Rupert down. Maybe Rupert was the dog that you patted earlier. Mm. Rupert's formed a little bit of a bond with
you. Rupert, not little bitch.
Yeah. You get Rupert to the other side. All right, Flossie.
I've ignored the
I'm going to start using different dice again.
All right.
Okay, so you got 12.
good.
With advantage. You rolled a 2 and a 4. All right.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to say Hot Lungs is still calming down Rupert, so Teapot, you need to do something.
I can do Bardic Inspiration, but I don't think that's going to help at all.
A Bardic Inspiration could get... So you need a 15 total. You got a 12.
Okay.
So if you gave Bardic Inspiration and what? Is it a D6 or a D8 for you?
For me, it is a D6.
All right. So you'd need to roll at least 3 on the 6.
Okay. So I guess, Teapot will... Teapot will, instead of using their bagpipes, will take out like a little flute, which mm-hmm. is much more pleasant for doggy ears than and we'll do like a little jaunty tune for the doggy to not freak out, and do that for you.
Morgan, would you like to roll the D6? Do you have a few dice on your side?
Sure. Oh yeah, I kept
these
scared? Out.
Are you scared to roll this?
I think it's an important roll. If you don't get a 3, Flossie is falling to her death.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wait. Adam,
yeah?
Are you putting the dog death on me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's on you.
I don't want it.
So if you just need to roll not a 1 or a 2.
Yeah.
So, baby, I have a couple of D6s here.
Is one of them only 3s and ups? Because otherwise I'm maybe not interested.
No, one of them is one of the ones I got for our wedding.
I don't know if we should curse it. I don't know. I don't want the dog death to be on one of our wedding dice, baby.
Uh-huh.
We can blame Idol Champions. Uh-huh. We can blame V, the Crafting Muse. We can blame Metallic Dice Games. Or we can blame Nerd Immersion. Which would you like to do?
I feel like anything.
Wedding dice.
Wedding dice. Wedding dice. Wedding dice. Wedding dice. Wedding dice. Wedding dice. Wedding dice.
What the hell?
Doesn't count if it's not on the table.
Oh, good, because it was a 3.
What'd you get?
I think that's a six.
Flossie gets to the other side
Yay!
Safe.
Wedding dice succeed.
That rules. All right, it's blessed.
Wonderful. Just 2 more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just 2 more. All right, it's Brick's turn.
We should have learned from our dice. Gaming that my dice rolling, even if I'm not rolling, is bad.
New dice. Mm. Sub in some new dice. Okay, wow, they're trying to hurt you, but this is enough. You rolled an 8 and a 9. That's enough, though.
Mm-hmm.
A Brick gets to the other side, and now, finally, the most beloved of all, Uwusi. Uwusi. It works, but it's a 4 and a 7. Christ. You didn't roll above 10 once. Oh, no, except for the first one where you got a nat 20.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
We needed the pack leader. Two wolves is important.
Two wolves is the most important, aside from Uwusi.
Well, I'm Rupert.
Yeah. But two wolves is like, you know, having and two Flossie. Wolves. But just one. Yeah.
All right. All the dogs are on the other side. Now, hilariously, I'm going to break up your pack, your equipment in one group, and then your sled.
Okay.
Now, obviously, an animal handling check is not enough for this. Mm. So I'm going to call an athletics check instead.
Mm-hmm.
You can, not knowing what Mangle's athletics is, you can get Mangle to roll it or one of you can roll it. I allow whatever.
Mine's -1.
Mine strength athletics is also -.
All right. And
7.
7. So you can get Mangle or you can get Hot Lungs, not knowing what Mangle's bonus is.
I mean, he's a polar bear.
He's a polar bear.
Can we size up mm-hmm. Mangle?
Still just playing with Rupert.
Oh, that's true. You are doing that.
don't lose crossbow.
And Mangle is...
I need it.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, Mangle looks strong. He's also with the stuff.
He's wielding a some sort of...
he doesn't have that hammer.
Never mind, then.
His claws.
In which case, he should be able to lift the fucking sled.
Yeah, and best case, we blame him.
Right.
Nothing better than blaming your guide.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting Mangle to do it?
I think so.
But is also there a way for us to tie a rope to the sled and then, like, have it just be on the other side so we could just yank it?
Well, you could do that, yes. I would still make that a check, though.
But maybe all of us could help.
Okay, so you want to get everyone to the other side and then do the sled.
Yeah.
Okay, you could try that, sure.
Oh, I see, like pull it after us.
Right. Yeah. Because then it's just like it's attached to the rope.
Sure.
Yeah. So unless our
but isn't the stuff on the sled?
No.
No, we'll do the equipment separately. Oh, okay. The equipment, I think you'll still need to create rope harness across.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least you don't want to do it at the same time as the sled, because if something happens, you don't want to lose the sled and your equipment.
We don't want to be double fucked up on a Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
All right. Okay. So it was a trick question. Both of them have a +7 to this.
Okay.
And, there's no advantage, though, so Mangle just rolls.
This is for the pack or the sled?
This is for the packs.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Mangle fucks up.
Yep, he mangled it up.
Mangle rolled a 4.
Mangle
now, do you have anything to help Mangle's athletics check?
I have another bardic inspiration.
Would you like to spend the bardic inspiration, or would you like to roll something?
Let me spend the bardic inspiration, because again, if we fail, which
you have a higher bardic inspiration,
going quite failure oriented, I can get another one. So I'm now 2 out of 3 used.
All right. You get it across. Mangle at first is pulling so hard that it looks like Mangle's just going to accidentally destroy your pulley system, thereby sending your pack into the abyss. But thankfully, you...
Tell tales of other explorers in the past who have lost their equipment due to just asinine behavior or just bad luck. And... people overexerting themselves too early, which tells him maybe he should slow down, be a little bit more careful than, you know, going hard at it.
Sure. Absolutely.
You're on the other side, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't traveled over yet. Yeah, I'm waiting for me to plummet.
When the packs are gone, that's when we find out who's a little bitch.
Mangle. Oh, no, wait. No, Mangle isn't on the same side. That, I guess, is just for you, Teapot.
frankly, Teapot agrees.
Sure. All right. Packs on the other side. Mm-hmm. You tie ropes to the sled. You undo the loop thing that you made. You tie ropes to the sled, and then before you undo everything, I'm assuming, Marvin, you are going to climb across to the other side. Fireman crawl.
I would imagine Mangle will be last.
Mangle's probably just going to try to jump. All right. You. As long as your athletics is not a negative. Okay. A negative one is not enough, though. I mean, not enough to set this roll behind. You get across. It's just funny. It's as I was looking it up, I was saying, as long as it's not a negative, and you were like, it's a negative one. But that's not negative enough. You get across.
Just watch it. You just slip after slip after slip. You got it. He's got it. He got it.
You just barely make it to the other side before your arms are about to give out.
It's like putting out a hand to help. He's got it.
Yeah, I get the thing like when you do 2 May pull-ups, or like for me, like 2, when your arms start just wobbling and wiggling and they turn into jello.
Yeah.
Yeah, just this little hedgehog with wobbly arms.
Well, for you also, just like accidentally looking down and just being like, there's a big drop down there. You're not good with heights. So.
You still can't see. Nothing's fallen. Yeah. So you still have no
knowledge.
Yeah. You can't. It looks so silly that you're trying to avoid this 10-foot, probably less than, like 8-foot drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of fear of heights. Yeah.
Mangle, I've already rolled. You clear the area because you are not sure exactly where Mangle's going to land. Mangle just boom, 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 leaps across, makes it from one side of the bridge to the other without any issue.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. And then you pull the sled across. So each of you need to make an athletics check. And so long as at least 2 people pass the athletics check, the sled is going to make it to the other side. Okay. We'll start with Hot Longs.
For fun, can we know what the DC is since we're not even rolling?
The DC is 15.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Hot Longs is fine. Hot Longs gets 22. And we'll do Mangle as well. Mangle got 16. Okay. No, Mangle got 15. So you're fine, even if you two, I won't roll the rest. Yeah. Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Even if you two fail, though, it'll be fine.
Yep, it's failed.
Okay, that's that one. Ooh, but Marvin would have passed.
I get a bardic inspiration back.
Is the rope just falling straight through your hands?
Teapot's strength score is enough that their unarmed strike does 0 damage.
And pull, and your shoulders just jerk.
Marvin has a -2 strength, which I have not seen on a character in a long time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, athletics is -1 for some reason.
Because you have jack of all trades.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So -2 strength.
All right. Well, yeah, everything gets across without any incident. Nothing bad happens. Just for your own interest and just for curiosity, just to have a look. Mangle picks up like a rock or just a heavy, thick bit of ice, drops it off the bridge, and then immediately... The snow disappears like it was almost never there. It's out of your sight so quickly. You are looking down into an icy crevice. It's like a canyon. It disappears into darkness. You have no idea how deep down it goes.
Adam, would you mind rolling a con save for me?
you, You got two.
Cool. I vomit into the abyss of just nerves and anxiety, and I like go down on all fours to like throw up, and my arms are still wobbly, so I just face down.
Just curl up. Just curl up.
Would like to make a reaction to grab Hot Long's back so that he does not try to go after the vomit.
That was smart. Yeah,
yeah, smart. I currently am a bit too distracted by the abyss. I'm wondering if I have a new god. I don't know yet.
Okay.
The abyss is so far down. You do not hear your vomit hit the floor.
I mean that splatter sound would be awful. Yeah, probably for the best.
Teapot is uninterested in the abyss. It is behind them.
Mm-hmm. Some mole man is about to have the worst day.
Hot Lungs just hears the call of the void.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This is not good.
Can we leave?
Yeah, you...
About to be like, does Hot Lung want a snack? With like a little bit of ration to be like, get away from the edge.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You push on. Putting the bridge in your rearview mirror, figuratively, not literally, the sled is not that fancy. Mm-hmm. You are now 4 days into your 10-day journey. Thankfully, there have not been any delays massive enough to necessitate worrying. You feel like you're making good pace, or at least Mangle is telling you that you're making good pace. Mm-hmm. And you know that on this day, you will encounter Crack Door Torm, the city, the glacial dwarf city. Mm-hmm. Mangle explains, gives you a little bit of a description of what you can expect. The city, it's kind of subterranean, I suppose you could describe it. It's nestled inside a chasm, not dissimilar to the one that we passed, but imagine built into the sides of it. So there'll be bridges. There's bridges that run over the top that allow, and, you know, going down in, that allow passage from one side of the city to the other and whatnot. But everyone builds within the ice. It's a lot warmer than that might imply. And the glacial dwarves are quite good at sourcing furs and other materials for building and whatnot. The insulation keeps it quite warm. So as we're making approach to the city, they will have scouts who will intercept. Is probably intercept makes it seem so much more aggressive than what it'll be. They'll have scouts who will approach us. We will state our intentions. I speak the language a little bit. It's a dialect of Dwarven.
Okay.
I'll be able certainly to speak enough to explain to them our intentions, and then we can hand off the reindeer, and then things should be pretty simple from there.
Mm. That sounds all right. Should we let them know of the contact we contact, quote unquote, with the other individual that was a little strange beforehand?
We may mention it, but I don't speak the language very well, and there's a lot of cultural differences between glacial dwarves and other types of dwarves. The cultural differences make translation a little difficult sometimes. I can often give you a literal translation of what they're saying, but culturally, a word might mean something else.
I understand. Probably best to just go in, do what we have to do, and leave.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah.
Just like nodding my head every time. What we have to do is any mention of like the door, like shaking the head. Not us. No.
Okay.
I agree.
As the sun sets on the fourth day, you approach. You see just that it looks almost like a mirage. Just the tips of spires sticking out from the flat ground ahead of you. It looks, as I said, like a mirage, but it looks like the towers have sunken into the ground. That's the appearance that it gives off. As you're approaching that, as it becomes larger and larger, you can also make out smaller structures, the bridges in between those spires, which span the top of the chasm and allow access, easy access across, over, and beyond. As Mangle previously said, when you get closer, you can see that there are big sleds being pulled by yucks that approach you. There are glacial dwarves mounted on the sleds. They wear very heavy, very thick furs. You can just barely see like little tufts of hair coming out from where their faces are revealed. Mm-hmm. It looks like, you can just basically see eyes and nothing else really. Mm-hmm. As they get closer, one of them, the lead sled, puts up a mitted fist and hails, flags you down. Mm-hmm. Gondor! Gondor ha! And Mangle responds in kind, Gondor ha to you too. No, it's Sir Gondor ha.
Gondor ha.
Gondor ha.
I just raised my hand.
The glacial dwarf dismounts and trudges over to you. He starts speaking with Mangle. After a little bit of conversation, Mangle turns back to the three of you and says, I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but they seem a little agitated. You can actually, well, I should roll for this. We're a dice. Here's dice. Oh, teapot. I'm sorry. I get a bad boy card.
Oh, that's good. I get a bardic inspiration back.
Nice.
Well, it's
you're fully rested.
Oh,
yeah.
I get a bardic inspiration back.
Nice. Hotlongs, how did you make this check? Hotlongs, you're the only one who makes this check. You can see maybe on some... All right, for Marvin and Teapot, the two of you, like I said, you can really only see eyes. So to be able to tell, and then because you don't speak the language, to be able to tell that they're aggravated or that they're uncomfortable or anything like that is impossible. It's too much. There's too much cultural barriers. There's too much physical barriers in between you and their facial expressions and their stance and whatnot. Hotlongs, maybe literally you smell. You literally smell the agitation wafting off them. They're upset about something.
Careful. So I start peering in, are they agitated at us? Something going on? They might attack? I'm worried.
They're agitated at you, it seems. Not you specifically, but your group.
Careful.
I think they're trying to, well, not I think, they're telling us to turn back.
Well, that's unfortunate. Could we just go around potentially? Like, we have enough supplies.
This was just kind of a comfort thing. Yeah, right. We don't need to stop here. We can just push on.
Yeah, I mean, it was potentially nice situation to have comfort, but could potentially just push through, not the problem.
Mm. Well, do you want me to tell them that we're doing that? They seem really upset.
Why?
I could just not tell them. No. We could just push on, but they won't know what we're doing, I guess.
Why? I don't know. Ask why. Why mad? Why?
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
I'll ask. Mangle turns back. He chats with a little bit longer, and he chats a little bit longer. And this conversation, now no role required, all three of you can see very obviously that lead dwarf, the one that Mangle is talking to, gets really animated and he starts jabbing his mitted hand into Mangle's chest. It looks almost threatening. I will roll, though, for one thing. Teapot, all right, now you're the only one who picks up on this, Teapot. It looks, when he's jabbing his finger into Mangle's chest, it might, on the outside, Teapot, look very aggressive and like, almost hostile, but you pick up on the fact that all of these glacial dwarves, though they are armed, none of them have their weapons drawn, none of them look like they want to fight. They're trying to... It doesn't look like they're trying to fight you. It just looks like they're very mad. The glacial dwarf then, after he's jabbing into Mangle's chest, he trudges over to his sled. And everyone in the party, except you, Teapot, gets the impression that he's about to take out a weapon. He rummages in the sled. Marvin and Hotlongs, both of you are like, are we about to be shot?
Okay, okay.
Well, you may act accordingly.
Okay, so I'm... Because I'm still on, like, the baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Mangle getting poked around?
Yeah, he was poking around the little baby.
Who's gone for the weapon, maybe?
The lead glacial dwarf has gone back to his sled and is rummaging around with both hands. He's about to bring out something big.
If he goes to rummage... And I see little vibrating, growly, hot lungs just be like, hold it. For a second. Just hang on.
All right. I'll call that a persuasion check.
Okie dokie.
All right. That you have decent persuasion. Decent enough that you see that a misunderstanding is about to turn violent. And you call for Hot Lungs to back down. Hot Lungs... I mean, I'm just kind of assuming that you're doing as you're told.
Yeah.
You seem the sort.
I feel like, just like, again, crossbow, like, dangling from a rope, trying to, like, grab at it, and then be like...
As you reach for your weapon, or, before you stop, obviously, while you, in that darting moment, in that brief second, all the glacial dwarves as well, seeing you, Hot Lungs, look like they're about to draw weapons, but then you, Teapot, stop Hot Lungs, which stops the glacial dwarves. Everything is immediately diffused.
No little bitches.
That glacial dwarf, rummaging around in the sled, comes out with a big vellum scroll. Yeah. He comes out with the scroll, unfurls it in front of you, and you see upon it, it's a depiction of a series of events. So you can see in the first panel, there are glacial dwarves fighting giants. You see that. You can see in the next one, the giants, they're being pushed back into a giant hole in the earth. There's a massive cavernous hole, and the giants are being forced into it by the glacial dwarves. Then you see that there is, in the aftermath of the battle, there are many giant corpses. You see, the result of a battlefield and the corpses of dead giants. You see the glacial dwarves in the next one. The glacial dwarves are burying the dead giants. In the next one after that, you see the dead giants. There's something is seeping from the dead giants into the land beneath them, the depiction makes it look very obviously like it's a sickness or something awful, something vile is seeping from the giants into the earth. And then in the next panel, there are two more panels. In the penultimate panel, there is earth, which is disturbed by a giant arm crashing out of it. And in the final panel, you see a temple atop a series of steps. And there are, inside the temple, you see a bunch of glacial dwarves dancing merrily and being very happy. And then all around the temple, there are glacial dwarves with looks of horror and fear on their faces. And that's how it ends. The glacial dwarf holding the vellum points at the last panel with the horrified glacial dwarves and the partying glacial dwarves, and then points at you. Guntar Hiligan! Guntar Hiligan! Hiligan! And Mangle turns to the three of you and says, I don't know what Guntar means, but Hiligan is dead giant.
Dead giant.
That's literally what it translates to, but it could have a different meaning.
Hiligan. And then I just kind of gesture, make a plane, like a horizontal plane. Here you go, and like put like a little tiny claw underneath, and then just like pop it up. Here you go.
What are you trying to explain?
A dead giant come back from dead, rise and terrorize, basically.
Okay, you do a somehow. Maybe because you're used to not using words to communicate, you do a pretty good job of explaining. The glacial dwarf shakes his head. None. He points to the last panel again and then points to you lot. Hiligan! Hiligan!
We Hiligan?
None! He's starting to get really upset again. He rolls up the vellum, puts it back in his sled, and then starts yelling at Mangle.
I
Can I start drawing on the snow?
Sure.
I'm not down.
This is like such a stupid thing to do because like Teapot is not smart. But is there like an intelligence check that I can make to see if like Teapot gets it?
You did pretty well. You did well enough that I'm going to tell you they're warning you, but you can't understand. There's too much of a barrier. You just can't understand what they're warning you about. They are very scared of you continuing further inwards. And they're trying to warn you about something. All you get is something about these dead giants. They're scared.
Can Teapot take out the half of the letter and reread it? Our like mission.
All right. Adventurers, I am in grave danger of failing at an important task whose consequences will leave this mortal realm stricken and diseased for all time.
Ha!
An ancient temple dedicated to a god of beauty named Titania lies about a 10 days travel from the city of Oakheart. Meet me there by the 12th of Jule Fast, I beg thee. I must request a party made out of two small lizard-like creatures whose body creates an almost natural armor. I understand the oddity of asking this, but the path ahead will have many trials, and only such beings will be able to navigate it. I assure you I would not ask you this if it were not absolutely necessary. Enclosed with this letter is a map and some money.
About there, it's been eaten.
Teapot would like to, with this like letter in mind, like the understanding the like grossness seeping from the giant's poison, 1 + 1 = 2 in Teapot's mind. Can Teapot tell Mangle to tell Dwarf Man that we have, who lie here, but we have been requested by God to fix the poison, prevent the poison, and that means we should be okay to go.
Alright, I'll tell them that.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.